Good afternoon. You're listening to 89.7 NPR News. I'm Claire Roth. 6 years ago, the Greater Dayton Regional Transit Authority asked the city of Beaver Creek, Ohio, to extend their bus routes by three stops. They refused. And what seemed like a simple local matter grew to include a public outcry, a legal battle, and now a documentary film. Free to Ride is playing tonight at 6 p.m. at the Gateway Film Center on Ohio State's campus. Matt Martin is with the Kerwin Institute at OSU. He wrote and produced the film, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Matt.
Hi, Claire.
Thanks so much for joining me. Just to start off, help us understand the timeline. It's 2011. The Greater Dayton Regional Transit Authority asks for these bus stops. Beaver Creek says no. What happens next?
They voted in early 2011 to not approve the bus stops. And then it was several months later in August of 2011 when the civil rights complaint was filed with Federal Highway. An investigation ensued and it took almost a couple years, but Federal Highway issued their letter of noncompliance in, I think, July of 2013, which called for the city to go back through their process and do it in a non-discriminatory way. And the bus service began for those three bus stops in January of 2014.
And how did the Kerwin Institute and you get involved in it?
Well, when all the controversy around it was unfolding, the legal aid team that was working on it reached out to us and asked if we could help them show who's impacted most by this decision by Beaver Creek City Council. And so we made a series of maps to show where the bus route went, where it didn't go, and then who, particularly communities of color, were impacted by this. And so West Dayton is very black, and Beaver Creek is only 3% black. And so we showed in maps really who was hurt most by this decision, and that was part of the legal complaint that was filed by the legal aid team.
So after the Kerwin Institute made these maps, legal aid got involved. The Federal Highway Administration found Beaver Creek to be in violation of the Civil Rights Act. Does this case have implications beyond Beaver Creek?
It does, and it even has implications beyond public transit. The complaint that was filed, the nature of it was based on a legal concept called disparate impact. So they were not accusing the city council members of any intentional discrimination. It was all based on the premise that the disparate impact of the decision was borne by a protected class in the Civil Rights Act. And when you look at our civil rights laws in this country, they need to be enforced in order to actually make a difference in our society. And that's what was at stake here, was just the enforcement of a law that's been on our books for over 50 years now.
I think it's interesting because for most of us, when we think about civil rights, transportation isn't the top of mind. So help us understand this intersection between transportation and civil rights.
There's a history to how our cities and our regions developed. There's this very segregated landscape. And in order to overcome that, not only do we need to make headway in housing, but people have to go to where opportunity is. And that's really the heart of this story, and why transportation comes in as a civil right, is because people, if they can't afford to live where jobs and opportunity exist, then they need to find a way to get to it somehow. And public transit is a big part of that.
Interesting. Matt Martin, thank you so much for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
Matt Martin is the producer and writer of the film Free to Ride. Free to Ride is playing tonight at 6 at the Gateway Film Center on Ohio State's campus.